away they go. Papabianco away well. Phil quickly in the stride with Fuba. Richardson then coming Martin McDowell. He's a great go. The yellow's in front. It's Richardson homing away. Coming at him again. McDowell. Richards in front. Richardson beat McDowell.
Well on never.
You idiot.
That's from the 71 grand final, and that is, we wanted a race name for him because a great call, but it wouldn't have been better if he said, and he's done it, Jason the Flying Flog Richardson. The Flying Flog has come
that
through.
That is outstanding.
A lot. The Suited Stallion, would you prefer that?
Oh.
The Suited Stallion.
No, that's too serious. That's too nice to me. I like the cruel one.
Jason move over Craig Willis Richardson, that's come through.
The Hasty Helmet.
Slaphead Richardson.
That's better.
Rugless Richardson.
That's better.
And the horse out of Docile Bay by Silver Trails was called Hoof-Hearted.
Oh, that was
very clever.
What about the Suited Stallion? That's a great
one. I just said that. Are you listening?
No, I wasn't listening. Suited Stallion.
Yes.
And Noel Hussey.
That's too nice, though.
Noel Hussey.
Who's the Huss?
My brother-in-law's text through and my sister. He won the 64 Store Cup, a store gift.
Oh, store
was
cup?
Was it the Store Cup back in the 60s?
Of course it wasn't.
Okay, the store gift.
The store gift.
So give him some respect.
I've never given him respect.
You laughed at Noel before.
And you did not even say
he was
say
a Golden
Noel.
Gloves champion, so I'll come and box your ears. He was a great journo and a great man, Noel.
1964.
Store gift.
That's what they'd actually, the store gift needs to do, is actually, you know, get those sort
back.
Of people back. Start engaging in that community.
Get organised. Massive last night at Moorabbin. Great to have footy back there, AFL footy back there, and the Saints were pretty impressive for a first. Well, according to our texters, they're winning the flag, which is a nice start to the season. Hunter Clark, very, very talented young footy player that's found his, I think he's found his spot across halfback and through the middle of the ground, and he was really good, and he's joined us on the line. Hunter, welcome.
Hey guys, how are we?
We're going well. You're probably a bit young to really appreciate what the Moorabbin ground held back in the day, but I'm sure that you'd have been told. What was it like to run back on the old hallowed turf and play a game?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. I think all week, or for a couple of weeks now, I think everyone's just been itching to play out there. We went to the girls last week, and like that was packed out, so we were just hoping we'd get the same turnout, and yeah, we did. So, everyone was just so excited to get out there, and it was awesome.
Hey, Hunter, the boys looked pretty sharp last night.
Yeah, we started pretty well and kind of held that over four quarters. We were pretty good. I think we were good offensively, and we had some things to work on defensively, but we were pretty solid there as well. So it's a good start with, all the new boys playing and just getting to know each other a bit better. So, it's a good way to start the year.
Hunter, sorry, Tim, to interrupt. And I shouldn't interrupt because you're a former St Kilda coach. Hunter, when we think footy, when we think Moorabbin, we think St Kilda disco. How was it?
Well, Hunter wouldn't know about this.
Surely they brought that tradition back, Gary.
No, not last night. Hopefully through the season. Maybe.
Now you're talking.
Hey, yeah, what do you think? I mean, you had a couple of your boys that you recruited over summer. You would have been watching Brad Hill for the last 4 months, but for the rest of the footy world, there was no great surprise. What's he been like to train with for the last part of the year?
Yeah, I think pretty much what you saw last night, just his foot, like from the get-go, his foot skills are just elite, and he can run forever. He takes it on. He's pretty strong as well. Like he can break tackles and all that type of stuff. So he's been a really good addition on field. But his off-field stuff with the boys, his leadership has been really good and pretty positive. And I think all the new boys in that sense have really helped out. Changed the culture at our club. And, on field, they're all pretty much starting 18 players, so it's really, really exciting for us.
Hey, Hunter, does it feel like you've got so much talent from elsewhere in the club over the break? Does it actually feel like, and a new coach too, does it feel like a little bit of a new club, a new beginning for this St Kilda group?
Yeah, in a way. I think, we got those five boys in the trade and then drafted three or four and then got Ryan Abbott from Geelong, so yeah, there's like 10 new players, new coaches, so it does feel pretty different. But I think all the boys that were still there, all the new boys that have come have really fitted in with all the boys that were still being here, so there's really good vibe at the club, and the coaches have been really good. They're really positive. Everyone's got pretty good relationships with them. So, yeah, it's a real good place to be at the moment.
I'm sure it is. A little bit of recovery this morning, Hunter?
Yeah, we got team massage at 11:11. And then, team like ice baths and stuff, and then massage and all that. So, yeah, we're all coming for a little bit and then got the weekend off, which is nice.
Enjoy that. 22 possessions and a goal. Nice little victory. Nice way to start the season. Good luck for the rest of the year.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you. Hunter Clark joining us. Very talented young footballer who's going to be, I think, going to be a really good player for him, given time. Quality kid. Takes a little time to get your feet in the system. But we all talk about the older blokes and the younger fellas coming through, so it's fantastic. Stay listening. 8:30 news is upon us.
Richo wants to explain the team massage when we come back.
Well, that's not hard. Everyone goes in for a massage. And your question about the disco was a winner. 8:30 news, we'll be back with Richo's tips.